Those of you who happen to be sports fans know that it is not a criticism of the morals of an athletic team to say that they are loose in their performance, nor is it a reflection on their mental health, as if saying something is loose in their heads. Very much on the contrary, a team is loose means that we are paying them a very high compliment to the maturity and the poise and the self-confidence of the players, as well as the skills of their coach. A team we call loose when it is neither frightened nor overconfident. It means that they are at a very high level of their competitive sharpness. And at the same time, it means that they are relaxed, even casual. They know that they are good enough to win, that they really are now in full command of their skills. They know that they are going to have to work very hard, but paradoxically, it still will be easy for them to do this work. Now it is precisely this very kind of looseness that Jesus, in today's gospel, is urging upon us, the people of his flock. Today, psychologists call this looseness phenomenon a flow experience. It means that the talents of a person are always challenged in such kind of experiences to the very fullest. They're not pushed beyond their abilities, but nonetheless, the very best is demanded from them. It means that those kind of situations create almost a kind of automatic flow, a flow experience of challenge and response back and forth. Like a very good skier going down a mountainside with grace, a surgeon performing a difficult operation, or a chess player in a very tough match, all of these people know exactly what to do. And they know how to do it with ease, so that to the onlooker, it hardly even needs reflection. All of us, if we look back, are able to recall in our own lives when we too had that feeling that we simply could not miss doing our best. We remember going into a classroom to take a test, fully prepared and fully confident. Or we needed to make a presentation in our business that was both critically important, and yet it turned out to be easy. Or we discover that finally we are at the very peak of our tennis or golf game. Or we are able to cook a flawless meal. To the outsider who happens to be watching us, it would have looked difficult. But to us, having practiced, it was easy. Now the secret of any of those experiences in our lives is that in humankind, for all of us people, we discover that we can perform best under circumstances that include neither overconfidence nor undue anxiety. Neither overconfidence nor undue anxiety. We are made sluggish and indifferent by overconfidence. Or we become very uptight and awkward when we are too anxious. It means that somewhere in between the two, there is always this area of optimum performance. We know that what we have to do is difficult, but we also know, because we have done our work, that we are up to the difficulty. We know that we can do it, and that our talents and energies and abilities will now flow smoothly all together to create the accomplishment of what it is that we have worked so hard to do. Throughout this Easter season, all of the scripture readings emphasize this theme of confidence that is justifiable. They remind us that it is true that we can lose the game of life, that we are quite capable of blowing the opportunities given to us, that we can fail to respond to the challenges of life, that we can ignore the development of the talents God has given to us, that we could refuse to respond to the invitations with which the Lord is always bombarding us. Yet throughout these beautiful Easter stories of this season, there's always that note of warning, of urgency. Do not ever be overconfident. Because if you are, you could blow it. Now, on the other hand, what we are called upon to do with our lives is not beyond our abilities. Particularly when we realize that the abilities that are given to us are constantly being reinforced and strengthened, validated by the truth of the good news of the gospel and the grace of the Holy Spirit who dwells always within us. That is the content of today's gospel good news. And the person who is constantly terrified by damnation is really in the very same boat as the person who thinks that salvation is very easy and is going to require very little effort. Neither one can face life with that proper blend of confidence and concern that is so necessary for the human animal to perform at the very peak of our abilities. Life is going to challenge us, sometimes severely, but it will never challenge us beyond our capacity to respond. We are confident, with the kind of confidence of those people who know what is possible for them to do. Not that kind of confidence that would falsely believe that everything in life is going to be easy. It is not going to be easy. We are all the sheep of the Good Shepherd, our Lord. And in today's Good Shepherd Gospel, Jesus promises us eternal life now. It is ours now as an ongoing gift to be brought to fulfillment only after our death. It means that we shall not perish. No one shall ever snatch us out of the hand of the Good Shepherd. We are always held in the protection of the palm of his hand. And when we read and hear those words, we simply cannot help but become confident again. Confident just as long as we do take these words seriously. And the confidence that we should have today is validated by the mystery of the resurrection. The resurrection that we remember always preceded the cross. And the promise that we have from Jesus is not that there will not be crosses in our lives. There will be. As we, most of us, know only too well. The promise is that we always will be given what is necessary to be equal to the demands made of us by the crosses of our lives. And just like Jesus, we too will experience ongoing resurrection after we have lived through the trial of each cross. There always is an Easter after each Good Friday. It means that in today's brief, mysterious gospel, there is nothing to justify overconfidence. The road of our life will always be rocky. The path will remain bumpy. The sufferings will be difficult and sometimes terrible. But nothing, we pray, that will confront us on the road of life, the journey, will ever become so overwhelmingly difficult that it will snatch us out of the hands of the Lord. We will learn how to face the trials and the tribulations, the sufferings and the heartaches of our lives, not with some kind of casual braggadocio of the swashbuckling swordsmen of the old movie days, but we will face the problems of life with serene confidence of the person who knows that we indeed have been given the strength to win. In our case, it means that we have been made good enough to win by being called into the flock of the Good Shepherd. There always will be disappointment and sickness, heartache and frustration, tragedies, and a broken heart. None of us will ever be able to escape. It would be inexcusable overconfidence to think that in some way we perhaps are the lucky ones who are promised immunity from them, that it's going to be easy to respond to them. Usually in our lives we alternate between presumptuous overconfidence and terror. On the one hand, we think that we have been made immune from the ordinary lot of humankind, that we're different. On the other hand, we are likely to collapse whenever the going really becomes tough for us. And that is why now, in this high point of the Easter season, we ask, where are we in our life? Are we serenely overconfident today, expecting that the skies of our life will always remain sunny? Or are we terrified in the depths of our heart that perhaps God will withdraw his healing love from us? Remember, the Lamb on the throne will shepherd us. He will always lead us to the desert, to the springs of new life, of life-giving water. And he will wipe every tear from our eyes. Come to me, the Lord says, and I will always refresh you.